Hello everybody, let's continue with the chapter number 8, Rural Livelihood, module 2. In this module, the child will be able to understand what is terrace farming, conditions of the farmer in India, how do the rural people earn their livelihood, and the story of village Pudupet. Let's begin. Pudupet and the story of Aruna and Perivelan. Pudupet, it's near to the village Kalapattu. Main source of income is fishing. Fishermen live close to the sea and we can see rows of catamarans and nets lying there in a line. Let's begin with the story time. Aruna's husband, her brother and her brother-in-law returned late one day from their usual time. Her husband is a fisherman. She was worried. They reached late because they were stuck up in a storm. She kept some portion of the catch for her family and other fishes she took out to sell it in the market. Whatever money she earns gets divided into four parts. Every year during monsoon, they have to face a lot of problem. That is because her husband cannot go for fishing, as during that time fish breeding takes place. So during those months, they have to survive by borrowing money from the traders and later selling their fishes at a very low rate and bear the loss. Many times, due to climatic conditions also, they have to bear huge loss, that is tsunami. Their condition becomes very difficult to survive. Let's see a practice of farming, which is called as terrace farming. So let's understand terrace farming in Nagaland. Chizami is a village in Peak district in Nagaland. The people of this village belong to Chakisang community. They do practice terrace farming here, which is cultivation. This means land on a hill slope is made into flat plots and carved out into steps. The sides of each plot are raised in order to retain water to stand in the field, which is best for rice cultivation. People of Chizami have their own individual fields. They form groups of clean the weeds together. They eat together after their work is done for the day. This shows their unity while working together. Rural livelihood. To sum up, people earn their livelihood in various ways. We have read in module 1 also about it. For example, non-farm activities, on-farm activities, fishing, craftspeople, people who borrow money from the rich landlords for their survival, and many work as laborers also to earn their 2 square meal. In this entire module 1 and 2, we have studied about how the farmers deal with different situations, yet they do one thing for us, to grow crops. India, being an agrarian country, deals with major population in farming. To end the entire module, I would like to say one statement. If you ate today, you have to thank a farmer, because they are the ones who selflessly grow for us. Thank you.